coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Nobody was scared when the clown invasion started at the beach. I mean, it's just one boat, they said. How bad could it be?
What? Oh.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every single week we choose a popular or not popular saying and take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're super lucky, roll the dice lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins, but mostly we're going to just use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skitty.
Did I scare you?
No. Not at all. I actually have a really... it takes a lot or completely nothing to get me.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Something so outlandish, but usually it's like just the person standing there silently,
right,
not saying anything. You're like, what? What was that?
So
there's all these online things like that. Like couples that like
just jump scared,
torture each other.
Right.
And that's kind of funny.
Air horn or whatever.
Yes.
That is funny, actually.
Or like put on a mask and sleep, get into bed beside their partner.
Watching a playlist of those is right up my alley, to use last week's.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I just like, I can't not laugh at people getting scared.
Stuff that causes just pure terror.
It's so great. So the reason we're talking about this right out of the gate is because today's idiom is this. What do you think?
It's good.
How come there's no audio?
Is there a jump scare?
I went to the extra length to make sure that was working.
Well, we can rerun it.
No, I got. You know, the reason we're talking about
this particular thing today
is because our idiom today is...
It's working! They're scared to death!
Did I fix it? So loud.
That was yelling in my ears, but we'll get it started.
Anyway.
Production team.
Scared to death.
Production team, get on that.
Scared to death is today's idiom.
The ones, so I've seen a couple recently. One is the mirror in the woods with the bear, and it's a bear seeing another bear in the woods.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And then it just like freaks out, destroys the mirror. That's funny. And then cats that see themselves.
Or see the cucumber.
Yeah. They think it's a rat or...
Do they know?
I don't know. But whatever they think it is, it terrifies them.
Yeah.
Yeah, scared to death.
Have I told the mirror story getting scared to death on here before?
Yep, but it's a good one. You could just give a brief one.
Oh, well, we were tearing down a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the wall I tore down to make two rooms into a big room opened up on the shared wall... a space that had previously been drywalled over that used to be a full-length, like, ginormous mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So take it down, pull down the studs and the 2x6 or whatever that's in that drywall, and I pry it down, and then I look in there to see what I'm dealing with, and I see a man in the wall, and I fall backwards. Somebody witnessed this. I fall backwards onto this pile of rubble drywall studs that I've just created. And it's a mirror. I saw myself in the wall. But
that's pretty amazing.
I don't know if I told that very well, but it scared me to death.
Yeah, the opening up a wall and concealed in the wall before
is another bald man.
It's another man just waiting in there.
Oh,
that's so great.
I mean, what if I did discover a man in the wall?
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. That's how Michael Jackson. That's why he made that song.
That's why.
Yeah.
He was tore down.
He was doing some repair work.
At Neverland.
Yes. Yeah, he was getting deep in there, looking for...
Creating space for Bubbles, the chimp.
Yeah. So opened up that wall.
Or he needed a place to store the Elephant Man's bones or something.
Something.
Macaulay or he needed Culkin's. A new room to sleep in pure oxygen.
He had so many weird things. Just pick your thing. A new hatch to Neverland Ranch or something.
Yeah.
A new station for his roller coaster.
Exactly.
That went right to his bedroom.
That's a roller coaster.
So and then when he opened it up, boom, there was a mirror from a previous demolition job.
He's like, I gotta write a song.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. It's
It's
not a well-known story.
No.
Nor is it really even that good.
No, but it's never been told before.
No, that's...
Breaking news right here. Village Idiom Podcast. Scared to death. Have you ever been scared to death or not? Like, obviously, we're going to get in being scared to death because it's an idiom. Nobody dies. But we use it to mean you are extremely frightened or startled. Jump out of your skin, which is another idiom, I guess. But can you think of a time where you were scared to death other than breaking down a wall?
Usually involve water for me.
What do you mean?
I have like an irrational water fear.
Oh, okay.
Which, of course, doesn't make any sense until it does. Like going into, when we went into the river, you and I, me and a droid seeker, we fell into the river and that was like, this could be the end.
Yeah, but was that a scared to death moment or was that I've resigned to dying in this moment?
No, I had it in my head once that I was at a public swimming pool and that there was a shark in there.
In the swimming pool?
Of course, and it makes no sense. Yeah.
How old were you?
I don't know, like 10.
Okay. Still.
It doesn't matter what age you are.
It does. This was last week. I'd be like, come on.
It's irrational.
You should be able to outthink this.
You can't apply ration to irrational.
Huh?
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
But
it's usually around water for me.
So this isn't really being scared to death. This was also in water. Where I'm looking around, which device notified us of something. I was surfing. First and only time I've ever gone surfing. And I got rolled under a wave and just, if you can imagine the peak of a wave going towards the shore, it wasn't a massive wave, but I got just stuck here, rolling with it.
Wow.
Under the water. And long enough to go, all right, Jesus, I'm okay.
I've had a good life.
Yeah. I wasn't freaking out or thrashing. I was almost at peace. I'm like, okay, this is where I die. All right. Well,
it sounded like it choked you up a bit.
It did. No, like, yeah, like, and then I just got,
gotcha.
And then I got pummeled into the shore and just rolled up onto the beach. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thanks for the chat. I'm glad you decided you didn't want me right now. But scared to death, I more think of that startle effect, like watching arachnophobia.
Right.
Where it's just like jump.
I say water, but as soon as you say that, also afraid of like snakes, spiders, anything that moves weird.
There's another series of videos where people tie fishing line rubber snakes, like when they're on the golf course.
Oh, yeah, to their buddy's leg or whatever.
They're just like, ooh, look at that. And it just follows them. Like snakes even move like that.
Right.
But you're so scared to death. There's a couple of them where I'm like, that guy was too old and overweight. You should not have done it to him.
If we lived in a spot that was more prevalent, like if you're in
here it would be
Florida or something, or you're like, oh, there's anacondas everywhere and alligators, you'd be a little more paranoid, but it'd be really weird.
My cousin just posted, I need to follow up with her. She lives in Alberta. She's like the epitome of cowhand, like.
What's the biggest fear of an Alberta?
She's a trained horse chiropractor, just to put this into perspective. And her sons and other members have been bull riders. And yeah. Anyway, she just posted, well, I learned, now I have another skill. And there's her holding rattlesnakes in all sorts of configurations. She took some
chiropractic work on a rattlesnake.
Oh, man.
Okay, this one's just a little out here. Looks like C4 is a little bit.
It looks like
just
1 second. C97.
Wait a minute. No, it's 96. Okay, there it is. I can feel it.
Do you just take this? I can't rattle anymore. Yeah, the rattling isn't a good thing.
Do you stretch it out?
Anyway, she learned how to handle rattlesnakes.
Wow. Is she like Pentecostal?
No, she's a farm girl.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't have snakes here, so that.
We do have snakes here, but just
garter snakes.
Yeah, for the most part.
You don't have to go too far.
No, a 3-hour drive, you can have rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
But just not here. It'd be very weird.
It'd be very strange, yeah. I don't even think there is a poisonous snake here.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to say probably.
I would go camping in the woods.
Our spiders, we have a couple poisonous spiders.
Yeah. I had one come into my bathroom. Hmm. I was like, never seen this spider before. And took a picture of it, looked it up. It was called a wood lice spider.
Wood lice?
Wood lice.
Oh, that's good.
Which is because it eats wood lice. It eats wood lice.
Okay.
So
is that when your wood doesn't brush its hair properly?
Basically. So if you've got a pile of wood and debris, you'll find these spiders under there. So why it was in my bathroom, I don't know. Relatively rare. It's from I can't remember where they said it was from, but if you look at the map of where these spiders are found, it's barely on the coastlines of places, probably because of shipping, whatever. But lucky me had one in my bathroom. Turns out they're venomous. I'm like, oh, okay, this is great. And but then I'm like, how venomous is this? And basically, it would have hurt. And
are they attracted to small worms? Is that what's going on?
So, that's great. Wood lice.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, wood lice.
I see.
I would have had a rash or whatever, but it wasn't like a black widow or something.
Throw it on the list of.
Yeah. But I'll show you a picture of it. It's like.
All that stuff's not good. another one I had, I've shared it before, is hiking with friends and then this geocache. It's always a geocache.
Of course.
Ends with this cave. And you're like, you have to walk into this cave. It's like. You know, probably not like super long, but
it always ends with a cave.
50-100 feet, like just straight into the rock.
Yeah,
cave, and found the geocache. Of course, it's at the very end, and all we have is like cell phones to
and nobody guide puts our it way. At the nobody puts a geocache puts at the mouth of the cave.
There's like a lion or bobcat or mountain lion or something in there. Go all the way through, but it was when I turned around and I had to put my back to the wall. All I could get in my brain was it. From the TV, from the movie.
I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
Because that stuff terrifies me. And it was just it from a commercial.
That's funny.
Yeah. That there's this killer clown behind me.
See, that's not a 10-year-old Vince.
No, that's an adult. That was just a few years ago.
You know, I was just thinking, as you said that, the mouth of the cave, if the cave goes all the way through to the other side and comes out the other side, is that still a cave or is it a tunnel?
Sounds like a tunnel.
Even if you can't see the other end from, like, you're like, I'm about to go into a cave. Are you just wrong, then?
I guess an argument could be made that it is one large mouth.
So a cave can't have two openings.
Hmm.
And if it does, which one's the mouth and what would you call the other one?
The mouth of the cave and the sphincter?
Yeah, must be.
I did come across this. Nobody was scared when the clown invasion started at the beach. I mean, it's just one boat, they said. How bad could it be?
What? Oh. It took me a second. I'm like, what? I get it now.
Yeah. Things to be scared of, clowns.
And their ability to cram into a vehicle. Yeah. Okay, so, wow, we talk about a rabbit trail here. Nothing to do with today's...
Scared to death?
Nothing to do with that. But, you know, I was thinking the other day about how you get in a car, but you get on a bus. You get in a taxi, but you get on an airplane.
Hmm.
Like, what's the difference? It's still a mode of transportation that you go and you sit in and you go for a ride. Why do you say in for some and on for others?
Hmm.
And then somebody said, if you have the ability to stand and walk, it's getting on.
Wow.
And I'm like, is that true? Get on a train. Get on a cruise. It's true.
A Winnebago?
You get in a Winnebago. Get on a. Get in your motorhome. Yeah, you might have found a loophole. You might have found a loophole.
That's what I was even trying.
Get on your canoe.
You can stand on a canoe.
You can walk around. Anyway,
in on yeah, so there's plenty of things to be scared to death. I also came across this little gem, which I hadn't heard. People who are scared of Santa.
Okay.
Claustrophobic.
Okay, nice. Okay. See if you had said, you should have tied that into your cave story, and then you turned your back to the wall and all you could think of it was it. More like Santa. I think I was claustrophobic. You could have tied it all
in. And at the very end of the cave was Santa. Okay.
And you just very, if you listen quietly, you can still hear ho, 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 and footsteps. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a horror, a movie could be called claustrophobic.
Hmm. Like it was just tight situations with a Santa. Being trapped with Santa.
Or if it was just like a serial killer dressed as Santa.
Hmm. That must be a thing already.
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia.
Now I can't even say it. Okay, this, before we get into origin stuff, this is another version of our idiom today that is, I think, said possibly more than, say, at least for me, I think I say this version more than I say our actual idiom, scared to death. And it goes like this. It's probably going to be loud.
You scared me half to death. Scared me half to death.
Half to death. You scared me half to death.
Right.
What is half to death? You scared me to 50?
Well, I guess it depends on when you die. Because I'm already half to death, I guess.
What?
I guess I'm already half to death.
We are half to death. We're not scared.
We're not scared, but we're half to death. Maybe we should be.
We're podcasting half to death.
Maybe we should be scared. Well, it's, I don't know, those things
scared that, me like, half to death.
Those, like, some fears that is like, oh, that's irrational, but it's like, it's kind of rational. Like, if, like, those water ones, so there's not going to be a shark in a swimming pool. That's not going to happen. But when you're out surfing and you're tumbling in the water,
that's, it's not crazy.
No, that's like having a water fear.
I think that's irrational.
That's pretty rational to me.
Irrational is the shark in the public pool, yeah.
Right, but
Santa
it's like,
in the cave.
Oh, like a shark will come and get you while you're surfing. It's like, yeah. Have you seen like Bethany, what's her face?
Yeah, Hamilton.
Bethany Hamilton?
That's real. Santa got her.
he came. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Guess what's in Santa's sack? Your arm. Yeah, so that kind of stuff is like, that's a legitimate fear. You should be afraid of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I came across this another word that I hadn't heard of before we dip into origins.
Okay.
And it was an intense fear of death. It's this fear of death, fear of the dying process. And I was like, this must be where it came from. Okay. Thanatophobia. Yeah.
Thanatophobia.
Yeah, as in Thanos, as in thanatophobia.
Really?
I know. And so I'm like, that's not a real thing.
Is it T-H-A-N?
T-H-A-N.
Huh.
Okay. From Thanatos, an ancient Greek mythology, this person, personification of death. Thanatos was the son of Nyx and the brother of Hypnos, the god of sleep. So Thanatos, this god of death.
Who is Nyx?
The god of what? I don't know.
Oh.
He was the father of Thanatos.
Hypnos being the god of sleep makes sense.
Yeah, so Thanatos. So Thanos.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Or intentional?
It's got to be intentional.
Yeah.
Thanatos. Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
So thanatophobia, which is different than necrophobia.
Fear of the dead?
Irrational, disproportionate. So fear of dead bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not just dead and death. The thanatophobia, but dead bodies.
Right.
The necrophobia.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, thought that was lightly interesting.
I got scared to death once by a dead body.
Okay.
Back when my music days, we were going to be performing in an old...
Open up a wall and...
Open up a wall and there was a dead body. No, we were performing in this old church and middle of the day, like noon, we arrived to set up and whatever. And we go, we're like... hopping out, you know, long drive, we're joking around, punching each other, and we fling open the doors, and 6 feet inside is an open casket with a woman just laying there.
No.
Nobody else in the room. And we're just like, ah!
Like they're going to do an open...
So they were just about to do a viewing, like funeral was about to happen, and that stupid boy band happened to show up, so then... We find our way to the office, like, oh, we're looking for so-and-so.
Sitting on steps.
Exactly. So they take us to the place. They're like, hey, we have to delay your sound check. Like, funerals happen. Nothing we can do about it. It's church. We're like, okay. And then we went to lunch with the promoter, which was probably just the youth pastor. Mm-hmm. And we're like, yeah, so let's talk about the elephant in the room here.
There's a dead body.
Like, oh, we could talk about it. We could joke about it. She was... wonderful saint of a lady. She knows where she's going and
right.
Lovely. Yeah, no, happy to talk about her. She's great. And it took the sting out of dead bodies, just finding one,
yeah.
Sort of. And this guy being, oh, it's great. No, we're happy. Like, she's happy.
Everywhere in the church.
She's 90, whatever. We got dead bodies all over the place. Happy to talk about them. We'll show you the collection later.
So I was at a church in Boston, and the lower floor, like the catacomb-y type area had it was like that's where the dead bodies went.
Yeah,
and still there they leak fluids.
They leak
fluid. This
what?
Black fluid comes out of like after a certain amount of time. I guess it just the body is completely dissolved. There was
no
a word
way.
For there was a word for it that I can't remember, but it's just this black gunk that seeps. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's not good.
Yeah, when I was in Switzerland, some of the old cathedrals had these catacombs underneath, similar situation, but they've kind of all you know, museumified them mm-hmm. over there. Well, I guess you must have done that in Boston if you're able to see it.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a special tour to go see
What's Spider-Man's alter ego, the black gooey ooze guy? Is it just Phantom or something?
Oh, Venom.
Venom.
Miles Morales.
That's what it is. Not that alter ego. The Venom. Wasn't he kind of ooze? Wasn't it when he takes over Spider-Man? That's what's coming out of those caskets.
You think they just touch your body and then like Matrix all over it?
Yeah. That's what's happening in Boston right now. Why do you think the witch trials were there? Tie it all together. I'm just saying.
That sounds like it.
Wow. Let's.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get into this. If I can.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind.
This is going to be our first one-hour special.
You're going to have to fly through some material here, guy.
No problem. So our idiom, scared to death, it does have a little bit of history. The phrase is thought to have originated from ancient beliefs and superstitions surrounding death and fear, obviously. The concept of being scared to death most likely has its roots in folklore and mythology, where fear was often associated with mortality, which, like, you're saying that, like, that's the old way of thinking, like, is that really that weird that fear is associated with mortality?
You're not afraid of dying.
A lot of people are afraid of dying.
You're saying you're not. I'm not.
I mean, I'd be afraid.
Not like looking forward to it.
I'd be afraid of the situation with a gun in my head or something. But I'm not afraid of the end.
The death part, right. Yeah.
Anyway, fear associated with mortality and the supernatural. Maybe that's where it comes in, more of a supernatural thing. In many cultures, there are stories of people who are said to have died from fright or extreme terror. And the earliest documented use of the phrase scared to death in English literature dates back to the 17th century, which I thought it would be older, to be honest. Hmm. But that's pretty old. But here's something more interesting, and I think you kind of raised an eyebrow earlier as to whether this is even an idiom or just something that can happen. Scared to death is more than an expression and was proven true on December 27th, 2001. It's so funny that they have a date for this. But researchers at the University of California, San Diego, proved that indeed people could be scared to death. So I won't go into all the details, but all of the examples were associated with being scared or stressed, so stressed to the level of fear, but in every case, it had to do with your heart. So,
of course,
you could either be scared so much that your heart just skips enough that it does you in, or you can be stressed to the point of, and stress and fear, I'd put those in the same cupboard, and stressed enough that your heart starts to malfunction. So, you can indeed be scared to death. And then this is a kind of a little interesting bonus, and this is really all there is for origins today anyway. So, the reason the idiom gained popularity was because of, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Sherlock Holmes, specifically the Hound of Baskervilles. In this story, Sir Charles Baskervilles dies from a heart attack caused by too much psychological stress. And that story, in every reference I could find, was made mention of as being what kind of spurred it on as regular language usage. Scared to death, scared half to death.
Yeah. The when it's people react to a scared, like even if it's like a jump scare, that amuses me.
The reaction.
The reaction,
fear.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of them are pretty horrendous. Yeah, like they just get stuck on like repeat. Like the last... Thank
or when just like burly Harley Davidson looking guys, like just high pitched, like that came out of you.
Yeah. So I could see your heart skipping a beat. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
If you already had something going on and then you skipped a beat or.
I think the scariest moments I've had have involved my kids. Like I remember my daughter kind of darting out into traffic and just like. Physically feel it in your chest. You're like, can't breathe. And you're just like, yeah, I don't know if I have one, but yeah. Anyway,
we haven't almost died together. Have we?
No, we've just shared stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have more than me.
I'm on like my eighth or ninth. I've only got a couple more to go.
Yeah, you've definitely got more stories than
I do. Stupidity is what it is. Well, anyways,
I guess I just live vicariously through you.
Yeah. Well, so you don't die vicariously.
Oh, hopefully not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just stupid. You don't put yourself in as many stupid situations because you're smarter than I am.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna be skydiving again.
I don't. Can I tell you that this? Again?
Yeah, in next month.
Yeah,
end of the month, I'm jumping out. This time tandem, so longer free fall.
That was a doozy. My sniveling shoot.
Same. Yeah. My dad still tells the story. I wish he had video of it because he came just to video. He just told the other day when I said I was going again. And he's like, do you remember the last time when your chute only opened up halfway and you were coming down very fast? I'm like, I do. But I remember like the training, quote unquote, my hand was on that emergency thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I do it? Do I do it? Do I do it? And then. So it's funny, though, that two out of the three of us had a similar shoot. Yeah, because the
people were drinking there.
They were definitely.
That was crazy. Anyway, that's another story.
Yeah. Which we probably are. Which we should. Here.
Okay. That's good. Well, we should get into some Riddlinks.
We've got nothing else to do.
Let's conclude it today. Wrap it up.
Riddlink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question. Requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. So, for example, last week when we were doing the idiom up my alley, we left you with this. The NFL's biggest day could be a strike in this lane. The NFL's biggest day could be a strike in this lane. So the answer is?
Super Bowling Alley.
That's it. It's not Super Bowl. It's not Bowling Alley. It's Super Bowling Alley, and that's how you play Riddlink. So I've got a couple for today.
I've got two prepared as well.
All right, let's do it. You want to go first?
I will, and okay, we'll see where these go.
Yeah, we're going to have one the same.
I know it. Cervical aching.
Yeah, that's exactly how I worded it.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Cervical aching.
Is this the sphincter of a cave?
Brings fear of dead bodies. Cervical aching brings fear of dead bodies. Cervical aching. So
cervical
aching. Yeah, and I'm talking about the upper
head region. Not necrophobia, but I'm like cervical aching.
Pain in the necrophobia. Oh,
there we go.
Good for you.
I had neck pain in my head. I'm like, neck pain. Okay, good. That's good. Neck pain in the necrophobia. I got it. I win. 1 point for me. Here you go. Startled so badly that your heart stopped for the only two things that are certain. Let me try that again.
Okay.
Do you have the same one?
I do. Okay.
Yes. Okay, should we leave that one hanging then?
Yeah, leave that one hanging.
Okay, I'll give you another one.
Okay.
Leave that one hanging for everybody at home.
We'll tell them one more time. This is the one.
Startled so badly that your heart stopped for the only two things that are certain.
Mm-hmm. I like yours better.
All right, so we'll see.
I'll add an alternate version.
Okay, let's hear. How did you put it?
Petrified in passing, also tariffs.
That's pretty good. I like the alliteration there. Okay, here's one for everybody to... No, here's one for you. That's okay. The one. Okay, so do you want to tell everybody how to play now, then? And then I'll give you one more before we go?
No. Yes.
Or do we want to answer this one and leave the other one hanging?
Well, we both know this one, so let's leave that for the legitimate
children.
I'll answer the next one.
Okay.
But you can reach out to us with the answer for that one on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Perfect. Here we go. Last one. Frightened fatally by this planet-sized weapon from George Lucas.
Okay, that's a...
Frightened fatally by this planet-sized weapon from George Lucas.
That is a scared-to-death star.
Yeah. Okay, startled me. I'm like, what? Oh yeah, we are answering this one. That's correct. Oh,
yes.
And you just gave how to play, and I'm like, oh yeah, we're saving the other one.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read the other one more time.
Okay.
Startled so badly that your heart stopped for the only two things that are certain. Send us your answers.
Awesome, and that is 3 minutes gone.
Perfect.
Well, it's fun putting today's episode together.
As always,
it's I just feel alive, and that's what you get for listening to this podcast.
You can't be scared to life, can you? I was scared half to life.
I don't know. You get smacked to life as an infant.
Oh, interesting.
Do you get smacked to life I smacked the life right into that baby.
If you were like lifeless on the floor, I'd probably smack you.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I would receive it.
Thanks. I'm glad. We have everybody heard this. This is a verbal agreement. Contractual. If he's lifeless, I can slap him.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. Just film it. That's all I ask.
Perfect.
I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Last 3 minutes gone.